I'm talking with Don Nicodem, the executive director of the Missouri Pork Producers Association, and you are also one of the leaders of the Missouri Farmers Care Coalition, which was formed during the HSUS-backed Proposition B campaign last year. Don, as you are probably aware, Nebraska Farmers Union announced yesterday that it has entered into an agreement with the HSUS in Nebraska to form an ag council to promote humanely raised animals, livestock, with the promise from HSUS that they would not file a ballot initiative petition in Nebraska. Well, having been through what we've been through in Missouri and where we are now with the HSUS still trying to change our ballot initiative process, what is your reaction to that sort of an arrangement?
Well, it seems interesting to me, and I hope people can understand the irony that I do. And here you have a farming organization supposedly representing people that raise crops and livestock going into an agreement with HSUS, who has publicly stated they want to end livestock production. So, I mean, that just, it's almost unbelievable that this group would do that, but I guess each to their own. You know, HSUS was engaged here on Prop B. They've come back. Now they're doing another ballot initiative in Missouri. And, you know, they certainly are engaged in a lot of fronts. You mentioned, I think, earlier we talked beforehand about the petition they've done at the federal level to try and generate some publicity and gauge their, I guess, standing or interest with the current administration over, you know, doing something with dogs up there as well. So, you know, there's no end to the resources, it seems like HSUS has, and for them to be able to bring these groups in under the same tent and work with them when they want to put them out of business is just unbelievable.
Well, I did speak with Missouri Farmers Union President Richard Oswald this morning, and he said while he understood where they, John Hansen of Nebraska, was coming from in that a lot of their members are working in that market to sell the humanely raised, quote-unquote, you know, antibiotic-free animals, he said that Missouri Farmers Union is not going to enter into any agreement like that with the HSUS. He said that they only deal with groups that have written policies. And so it sounds like, you know, Missouri, that's not going to happen in Missouri. But,
well, we hope not.
Right. And so do you think by the HSUS saying they're not going to do an initiative petition in Nebraska, that any farmers group should believe that?
I don't know. Do you trust them?
Well, that's my question to you.
I don't trust them. I think their track record is clear. Look where they've been in Florida and Arizona, California, what they've done in Colorado, Michigan, Ohio, the list goes on. And whether it's through ballot initiatives or backdoor attempts to get accomplished what they want, they continue to press their agenda. And again, their leaders publicly have stated they want to put livestock industry out of business. They publicly stated they want to end hunting and related activities. So, you know, PETA in a suit fits them very well, and they come in as the ones that seem reasonable, but behind the scenes they continue to go after our business and they want to end it.
Well, how is Missouri Farmers Care Coalition meetings going? You're holding more meetings with the goal of education of Missouri farmers and ranchers and other people. You've had your second meeting now. I think you had the first one in Bowling Green and then in Marshall. Or that one's coming up. Is that right?
Coming up, yeah. Turnout was really good. I think people are interested, and the opportunity to kind of really get up to speed on not only what happened on the Prop B debate, but now what's happening as we move forward with the new HSUS ballot initiative here in Missouri and what that means down the road and legislative implications as well. I mean, there's a lawsuit in Missouri where HSUS has filed suit against the dog legislation, trying to overturn it through the judicial system. And, you know, a local attorney from, you know, here in Missouri is working on that case for them. So, I mean, they're attacking us from a variety of angles, and I'm convinced they're going to continue to do so.
All right. And so does that mean that you guys will step up what you're doing as far as educating and get the word out, or what are your, you know, what are your plans?
Well, that's part of our objective with Missouri Farmers Care, is to try and help people understand, you know, what farmers do, where their food really comes from, and how the system works, and also help them understand that groups like HSUS that come rolling in here from Washington, D.C. or wherever with huge bankrolls to influence what happens in Missouri, won't be tolerated. We're going to take them to task, and we're going to make sure that people understand what they're really about.
Okay, so in these meetings, are you bringing in, if you're just talking to farmers, you're not really reaching everybody else. Are you trying to bring in like city officials and county officials so that they can hear what you have to say as well?
Well, at this point in time, as you're aware, the meetings have mostly been rural-based. And again, part of it is to make sure people understand where we've been. You're exactly right. Local business leaders and city officials and such are encouraged and invited to attend these so they can, too, understand what HSUS is really about and where we need to be positioning ourselves to deal with them down the road. So we hope to broaden that audience as we continue to move throughout the state having these kind of events. There'll be several others scheduled. And then ultimately, we hope to get into more urban settings with some of these as well.